out the key. No ball king. Thank you, welcome. Thank you for coming.
On 89.5 Valley FM, Kevin Borich recorded live in 2009, and we are most fortunate this evening to be joined by the man himself. Kevin, welcome to Jump Children.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's great to be here. Jump Children, now how do you get a name like that?
It's a Dave Bartholomew tune, which I'm a big fan of Dave Bartholomew, and
that
just stuck out. Do you want to jump children? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're beautiful. I get it.
So I lifted the track we just heard from your stunning three-disc set, Legacy, 1973 and 1981, which was released at the beginning of last month. What inspired you to work on this project?
We've sort of been doing a project which is almost finished over the couple of years that we've been locked down and can't play and not performing. Actually, it was born from people coming up at the Mercho stand where I like to meet people because they've been supportive to me coming to the show. So they would say, which is the best CD? And then my used car salesman inside would be going, oh, they're all great. and they're like my children. That was my second line. How can I pick out you can't do that with your kids, can you really? So I thought, well, why don't I just go through and just check out the ones that really haven't been shown. You know, there's a couple of songs on there that were destined to be singles and I didn't get much airplay, but they sound great, you know. So I thought, well, I'll do a Kev's Choice kind of thing. And that's what we've done. And there's a sort of one CD is all the rocky stuff. So, you know, you're in that sort of mood, you want to party and you put that one on.
Yeah.
You want to chill out a bit. There's a chill one, so you can. It's got some slow things on, some funky things. It does wind up a bit at the end because I don't do a lot of slow songs, and so then there's the live pick, you know. So it's a really good cross section of my career back in those days, from 73 to 81 or something like that.
I was going to say that period that covers about seven albums. You and Express.
Yeah.
Is that why you chose it?
Yeah, you know, just to sort of basically put that vinyl time onto the CD. And I know those ones have been released too on Celebration and Lone Run have been on compilation things. You know, things get passed on by companies, you know. Even got rung up, even got contacted by people going, well, you'll have to pay for using that. And I said, hang on, I thought it was my song. And, you know, but there's like... So you end up having to pay for going to see my baby non-original thing, you know, and I've got to give some money to someone who's taken over the Avenue label that I recorded on.
Yeah.
Because, so anyway, that was a bit of a surprise and I got a bit angry, but that's okay. It's the way business goes. Yeah, so, you know, it's really turned out great. And remastering it was really wonderful because my producer, Nick, was just a whiz kid with the technology stuff, and we were listening to them, and it was like giving them a good buff and a shine and, you know, shining up the chrome on them, you know, and then you freshen things up, and it makes it more current, I guess, you know, as far as the audio quality. So lovely surprise, and basically giving a bit more respect to those songs, because now if you play them side by side with modern stuff, they sort of in the same ballpark. Fidelity-wise.
Yeah, well, as someone who's been, I guess, it's fair to say bashing those CDs since I got hold of them, it does sound really, really fresh. And And the tunes have stood the test of time too, Kevin. They're still really solid rock songs, a lot of those. It's great.
Yeah, the other ones that we kind of usually play, you know, we play live, like going downtown, going somewhere. You know, there's a lot, you know, even songs like Rescue Dream, which is a great live version. I've got a couple of fans that every time they come to the cruise, every time they, can you play that? I say, well, it's 6 minutes long and it's a long story. And, you know, they sort of start threatening me, you know, so I end up doing it. And,
going downtown. I'm going downtown, I'm gonna find me some love. I'm gonna find me some love. I got my money in my hand. I got my lollies in my bag. Man, my motor's running smooth. I'm gonna find me some love. I'm gonna find me some love. I'm gonna find me some. I want you, baby, baby. I need you, baby, baby. I'm just a rolling man, and love is like a cyclone. An ice cream cone, yeah. From town to town, hear the music of the street. The rock and roll stars. Highway wind in my hair. Country road, I got no cares. As I can be, I'm gonna find me some love. I'm gonna find me some love. I'm gonna find me some. I want you, baby, baby. Need you, baby, baby. I'm just a rolling man, and love is like a cyclone. An ice cream cone, yeah. From town to town, hear the music of the street.
Boat cruise actually happening on the 11th of December if people are interested in coming to Sydney, and 11th is Sunday afternoon. You'd be on the boat chuffing around the harbour, and you know, it's just a wonderful thing. And of course, the original boat that we used to get had to move up because of the cost. And there's a new one there, there's a bit slightly bigger boat, so I've hired that one. So if people are interested and want to go to Sydney and have a good look at the harbour and also enjoy the music, It's you can get it on my website at thekevinmorris.com.au.
Oh, I might just do that myself, Kevin. That sounds like a wonderful
idea. Yeah, it would be nice to see you there. You know,
wonderful way to spend an afternoon.
Yeah, you don't have to paddle. It's all provided. It's good food. If you go to the website and click on, you can see the boat. see the food that they serve, and it's quite nice, really, really nice.
Oh, well, I know what I'm doing on the 11th of December. That's great. Thank you for that. Can I ask you what's next for Kevin Borich? I mean, you've had a long storied career, and I understand there's an album of duets in the works.
Yeah. I'm a bit of a secretive about who's going to be on it, because why let the surprise out of the bag before it's ready? So
yeah.
I'll be on it. I'll be hunting you down to get it out to the people, and it's really great thing, because someone said, well, why don't you do something on that? And because other artists have done that, it's the sort of thing. It's not a new thing, but I thought, well, why not? And we've got 2 years of doing nothing, and why don't we try? So we have, and we've got some great. Actually, we did release one. Because I thought I was going to release it, but then I got some word to say, well, you should release a legacy album first to get your profile up, and that's why I'm here talking to you, because of that. And so it's a sort of a ploy and a business decision to sort of do things like that in marketing. So, but I already released one with Russell Morris called Call a Friend. I don't know if you heard that one.
Yeah.
And so really, and it was timely because there's a, everyone's going through this COVID thing, and to call a friend and say, how are you doing? The song actually grew in sort of emotional meaning because of that, because you've got lonely people, and it's good to have a friend call you and say, how are you going? And then they sort of talk about how they feel. So it's more of a human. So that song actually meant more than what I thought it was going to do, which is sometimes songs do that. It's amazing. Seeing Russell was so gracious and wonderful. Sure, Kev, I can do that. And I already had the backing track down, had the lyrics done, and I had sung it, and I thought, well, and we've done it tag team style, I sing a line, he sings a line, that kind of thing. So it's really a great thing, and all the songs are like that. And we've got a great selection of high quality, really well-known people on it, a couple of internationals, and also some of the top line Australian artists. So, I'm keeping the secret from you, am I?
I am dying to know. I guess next year, it's due next year?
Yeah, we'll see. Once we get through this time of probably 6 months of it, just to let people know I'm still alive and still kicking, and we'll release it then, April, May was, mid-year or something like that. So, and that'll be a great surprise, because there's a lot of songs on that. A couple of songs I've written on piano. I'm a terrible, absolutely terrible piano player, but things do come out just when you're fiddling around on things like pianos. you write songs. You don't have to be a really proficient player, as long as you know some chords and put them in the right place with the right emotional music, away you go. You get someone who knows how to play it properly. Well, actually, you can do it with the technology, because there's a thing called MIDI, and you can stumbling away on the piano, and then all of a sudden Nick goes, well, you'd have pushed the wrong key there, and then it just goes to the screen and goes, whoop, and I go, no, and plays it back, goes, oh, gee, I'm a great piano player.
I got one more for you before I let you go, mate. The other thing I heard you're doing is a book.
Yeah, that's chuffing away. God, I did some stupid things. Anyway, it's all, it's pretty much all there. It's a great sort of thing to do. I never thought I'd do that. Well, that's egotistical, Kev. You shouldn't write a book. What do you think? You're something, are you? And then sort of down the track you go, well, I've done some pretty crazy things, and I've done some pretty great things and great moments, some scary things, some frustrating things, life. And fallen in love with the right one after number three and all that. So, wow. It's quite fun, and it's also got some savage sort of parts and emotional, oblivion and then repair and cancer, you name it. So I thought, well, why not? And it was fun going through and bringing back some memories and trying to piece together. I've also got some people who've gone, look, you were with me at a time, and then, you know, what did I do? And they come back. And they go, well, oh, it's a classic. And I go, well, thanks very much. You know, it made me look real stupid. Thank you. Yeah, that will be an eye-opener, and hopefully it'll read well. I do write pretty strangely, you know, instead of a comma. A comma, I'll put, you know, 14 dots just to give a bit more space. But anyway, we'll see. I'll just say, can you leave a bit more of me in it, you know, even though it's not correct, you know, grammar-wise? And he'll go, no, you can't do that, mate. So I'm not gone, you know.
Kevin Boritz, thank you very much. We'll go out with another track from the Legacy set. This one appeared as a single in 1976 and was probably the first Kevin Boritz Express single. It is an absolute classic. Kevin Boritz, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Chased all kinds of girls. It's good when you do it all right. It feels much better flying high as a kite. They say my roots go deeper to earth. I can't remember a thing at birth, but my mama told me that I was there. She said, honey, you look sweet without hair. Now you can call me lazy, maybe I'm crazy, just looking hazy, but I'm going somewhere. Yeah, you can call me lazy, maybe I'm crazy, just looking hazy, but I'm going somewhere. Now the hangman, he finds his noose. He's gonna swing that boy who's hanging too loose. No, suicide ain't my style. I wanna hang around a while. But Jackie boy was feeling kinda low. He said, hey man, I got to go. So he put himself to the test. 3 months later, we laid him to rest. Now, you can call me lazy, maybe I'm crazy, this dude's just looking hazy, but I'm going somewhere.
vultures. If it's free, they keep telling me that this is a place to meet. Hey, look back there, up against the bar, the net raffle tea takes a recording star. There's lonely people and there's wide-eyed freaks, some new faces and a few antiques. Everybody, I just want to say now, you want to step out and come on, like this way. You're inside. I can't dig it, it's just a place to hide. I just wanna rock and roll you like I'm doing. I just wanna help you, baby, to see it through. You've probably seen me down here before. I keep coming back just to do it some more. Now, hey, now, baby, you drive me crazy. I wanna see you do it like you wanna do. How low can you go? And the groovy people, yeah, they're all here too. Standing around looking good, right on cue. The smoke's rising, my temperature's hot. I feel so good, I might just never stop. You got to believe it's a crazy scene, a real necessity for our mental heart. And up the street, they keep telling me that this is the place to meet. Hey, look back there, up against the bar now. Isn't that Rockwell T. James, the recording star? The lonely people and those wide-eyed freaks, some new faces and a few antiques. Hey, but baby, you drive me crazy. I wanted to see you do it like you wanna do it. Place to be here.